So you really perform your respiratory rate and effort evaluation before you even touch the animal, just from a distance. Now we're going to cover this in much more detail in the respiratory week, so don't worry about the details of the assessing the dyspneic patient yet. Let's think about the cross-referencing here, though. A couple of ways we're going to cross-reference. First, look at the animal's head and see whether its distress matches the amount of movement of the chest. If its chest tells you that there's a lot of effort, but its head tells you that the animal's not too bothered, that actually makes a chronic condition much more likely because the animal has compensated for it. You should also work out whether the lung sounds that you hear match the rate and effort. So if it's moving more air, then there should be more sounds, unless there's something else going on to change those sounds. Now, lastly, always remember that these can be very, very unstable patients. You don't want to be making the dreaded phone call.